We're talking with Mr. Wells Coates today, and you are going to be involved in the old-fashioned day. Is that correct, Mr. Coates?
At Eaton Corner on Sunday, the 27th of July.
Okay, and you're responsible for the old farm machinery, the antique farm machinery, and the antique tools. Is that...
That's right. Okay. Well, we're having a small display outside of the museum.
Okay.
And it's not a big... there's going to be... a person there with old bottles, and another one with old kitchen utensils, and another person with older tractors, an older tractor.
Okay.
And but it's not, as I say, it's not a big. The principal part of the old-fashioned day is the crafts inside the museum.
Yes, that's correct, and we'll be also talking to Serena Wintle. I think she's responsible
for that, too.
Right. Yeah, we're going to be talking to her a little bit later. Now, how old does a tractor have to be or a piece of farm machinery to be considered antique?
Well, it's usually close to, for farm machinery to be considered antique, it's usually a minimum of 50 years.
Okay, 50 years, okay.
And there's going to be, of course, there's be... the tractor that'll be there. There's only be one tractor there, but that'll be about 1950. That'll be close to 60 years old.
Okay, and is the tractor still running?
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Yes, still running. Oh.
Good.
Oh, and yeah, the tractors back in those times were much less complicated than the fancy big ones today.
Okay, good. Is there quite an interest in the Eastern Townships with the antique tools and
antique machinery? Yes, well, we have a club. It's not associated with the museum, but there is a club, the Eastern Townships Antique Machinery Club, and they hold an exposition every year in August in Compton. But the principal part of the reason why we're holding a small exhibition there is because not all the gentlemen who will be attending are interested in crafts, and so they won't have to be watching their watches to see when their wife will be coming out from looking at the crafts. We decided to have a small show there, which would be interesting to everybody, but also to the more so party. Maybe to the men.
Okay, well, I think there's a big interest. And as far as the machinery and the tools go, are there any on exhibit all the time at the museum?
Well, at the museum, they have a fantastic exhibit of old farm utensils and tools. Not very much farm machinery, but farm utensils like broad axes and machines to borrow or make pipes out of wooden logs and things like that, you know. So that's what, as I say, that's part of the museum proper, eh? So that's always on display.
Okay, great. And I believe it's $5 to go to the old-fashioned day, and you get a tour through the museum with that money for that day, too.
That's right. And then you have scones and tea afterwards in the academy across the road from the museum, which are the two of the oldest remaining buildings probably in the Eastern Townships.
Okay, well, that's great. That sounds like a lot of fun. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Mr. Coates?
No, I don't think so. I just hope that it's nice weather. But as I say, as far as the crafts are concerned, that'll be inside the museum. So rain or shine, everybody is welcome.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, thank you. Bye.